Hello and welcome to Zen with Jen. I'm Jenna and I created this safe space for you to tune in and chill out. You see, Zen is a state of mind, and when you live in that peaceful headspace, life begins to feel a little more magical. So join me every week as I help you reach this level of enlightenment through guided meditations, motivating mantras, and mindfulness exercises designed to bring more awareness to the moment. It doesn't matter if you're a spiritual hotshot or skeptical of the metaphysical world. Trust that you are here for a reason. Now sit back, relax, and let's get Zen. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Zen with Jen, and happy September. Wow, September already. I don't know. August seemed kind of long. So I'm ready. I'm ready for this new month. I'm ready for this transition into fall, although I have not had a taste of pumpkin spice anything yet, and I'm going to hold out for a minute. It's not fall yet, but we are transitioning into this new season, and this is definitely a time to start slowing down. You know, summer, we're on that high, and we ride out that high for a long time, but come September and come fall, which the autumn equinox is on September 22nd this year, so it's right around the corner. It's a time to really change a new leaf, if that's how the saying goes, and slow down. And something that I use, a method that I use to slow down and pull me back into the moment, are affirmations. And I've shared this before on an episode. I think I shared some affirmations to manifest more luck. So it's definitely, or more for good fortune, definitely worth listening to. If you want to manifest some more money in your life, hit back at that episode. But this episode is all about September affirmations for this month. And with that being said, I want to share a little story on what inspired this episode. Last Sunday, I had a really great day. Nothing special, nothing out of the ordinary, but everything flowed effortlessly. My spirits were high and I made money bartending that day. So it was a great day. And I didn't do anything. Like I said, I didn't do anything different, but I did use an affirmation in the morning and declared that it would be a great day. And in turn, I manifested a wonderful day. So it reminded me that I need to use affirmations more. And that is going to be my main focus in September. I really want to focus on my spiritual practice and using affirmations to my advantage. And I think you should too. So I'm going to be sharing 5 affirmations that you can use this September. Are you ready? The first one is, when I live with less, I attract more. When I live with less, I attract more. With the changing of the seasons, this is a good time to release and shed and let go of anything that isn't serving your highest benefit. And in turn, you are going to make space for more energy, more love, more light, whatever it is that you were trying to manifest. So you got to say it loud and proud. When I live with less, I attract more. Okay, the next one. I trust in change. I trust in change. Again, with the changing of the seasons, change can be kind of scary. And I think new things are happening. New things are out on the horizon. I don't know about you, but I know for me, I know good things are headed my way. New endeavors are headed my way. So I have to be open to it, and you should too. So I trust in change. The next one. I am open to learning new things. I am open to learning new things. September. Well, now kids go back to school in like friggin' the middle of summer, poor guys. Back in my day, I didn't go back to school till the Thursday after Labor Day. So we always went back to school in September, and that was a time for learning. You're going back to school, you're learning new things, you have new classes, and I think it would just be fun to be open to learning new things. You know, once you graduate, we close ourselves off from learning. We think we have it all figured out. But this affirmation is a beautiful reminder to be open to the lessons that life gives you. And sometimes those lessons are hard to learn. So anytime you get challenged this month, just remember, I am open to learning new things. Okay, the next affirmation. Ooh, I like this one. I am a magnet for miracles. I am a magnet for miracles. This one is a powerful one, and just saying it, sends chills through my body. You have to believe that you are able to attract good things in your life without doing pretty much anything. You are a magnet for it. So just simply be, and you will attract greatness into your life. I am a magnet for miracles. Okay. And our last affirmation, today will be a great day. Today will be a great day. And I know that one is so simple and so basic and so extra, but hey, it's fall. It is the time for the basic bitch to thrive. No, I'm just kidding. But it is a basic affirmation, but that is the one that helps me manifest a great day. I remember looking out the window as I was getting ready for work and the sun started to peek through, and I just told myself, today will be a great day. And I declared it and I owned it. And in return, I was gifted with a great day. So don't underestimate the simple affirmations, because remember, when I live with less, I attract more. So whatever affirmation spoke to your heart, spoke to your soul, keep it close to you, keep it in mind, say it out loud, say it loud and proud, and believe in what you're saying, because that is how affirmations work, and that is how, where their true power lies, is in your belief in what you are saying. So that's all I got for you today. I hope you enjoyed these affirmations. Write them down, stick them around your house on a post-it note, keep them in sight, and just always remind yourself of them. And if this episode resonated with you, then please, I encourage you to share it with a friend who could benefit off of these affirmations as well. And if you like what you heard, please subscribe. I feel like I'm begging right now. Please share with a friend. Please subscribe to my podcast. Please, please, please follow me on social media at Jenna Nicole. No, but really follow me. Follow me on Instagram at Jenna Nicole and on TikTok. Yes. Oh my God. I am on TikTok at Zen with Jen. And I hope you have a beautiful September, and I will see you next week for a meditation. Until then, stay Zen, my friend.